Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus chapter 35, starting from verse 4. Moses said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "This is the thing that the Lord has commanded. Take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a generous heart, let him bring the Lord's contribution: gold, silver and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins and goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones, and stones for setting for the ephod and for the breastpiece. Let every skillful craftsman among you come and make all that the Lord has commanded: the tabernacle, its tent and its covering, its hooks and its frames, its bars, its pillars and its bases, the ark with its poles, the mercy seat, and the veil of the screen, the table with its poles and all its utensils, and the bread of the presence. The lampstand also for the light, with its utensils and its lamps, and the oil for the light, and the altar of incense with its poles, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the screen for the door, and the door of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its grating of bronze, its poles and all its utensils, the basin and its stand, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its bases, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle and the pegs of the court and their cords, the finely worked garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons for their service as priests." This is a very long and interesting, detailed description of how to build a tabernacle that we find here. God has revealed his throne in heaven to Moses in chapter 25. He has shown Moses the place where he dwells. And he has done this so that he might establish an earthly place of access to him and of atonement in the midst of the people. But what do we make of all these instructions about how to build a tabernacle? Why would they be here in the Bible? What can we meditate about them in this season? We have been considering how God wants us to have fullness of life. He also wants us to have a friendship with him, the kind of relationship where we can sit at the table with him. On the other hand, we have read how when he shows his glory, it turns out he's a dangerous God, a terrible force that can destroy those who come near, just like radiation or the energy of the sun. So what does it all mean? The Lord in his goodness wants us to be close to him. So he has prepared ways and means for us to be able to approach him. All this description of a tabernacle is the building of a place where God can dwell among us, and where he can approach, when we can approach him without fear. It is like receiving the necessary equipment and protection to approach the sun or to approach and handle nuclear energy. In this case, God gives us these things because he actually wants us to be close to him. He is preparing a place where we can meet with him and receive the fullness of life that he has for us. So the revelation of how to build a place where we can be with him is God's way to approach us and enable us to be close to him, is the context for our friendship, our relationship with him. Now, in Jesus Christ, we no longer need to build a specific place. We can now have a personal communion with him by approaching him. However, we still need to follow him in the way he invites us to do it. We cannot come up with our own way to worship or come up with our own way to live his life. We need to follow what he's given us, to follow the steps of the Son, to follow him and worship him and call him our Lord. He has sent his Son to be close to us, to give us his own life and to give us his Spirit, so we can actually overcome sin and death. Jesus is the dwelling of God among men. He is a new and more real tabernacle. I can come to him today wherever I am right now listening to this, and enter into full communion with God through Jesus Christ. I need to humble myself and get rid of those things that break my fellowship with God, and acknowledge before Christ that I have sinned, that I have broken my relationship with Him. He will receive me, and I will be able to enter into this communion that He has always wanted to have with me.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.